It is 8:21, 59 degrees now. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Mary Reiser with the Fairhope Film Festival coming up November 10th through 13th. And good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you.
I didn't know if I should call you director, creator, extraordinaire, but you are the main backbone behind the Fairhope Film Festival.
No, we've got a huge group of people that have been doing this the whole time for 10 years. There's no way I could do this by myself. So we've got quite a great committee of 10 or 12 people, and then during the event we have about 60 more volunteers, and they put it on. I just get to watch movies and pick movies.
And you're humble as well. So you literally do. Before we get into this year's festival, for those that aren't familiar, we have a lot of newcomers arriving in Fairhope and the area. How did it begin? How did the Fairhope Film Festival, all of a sudden you're at the 10th year. I know in the very beginning it was a challenge, and it was a wonder.
Well, it's still a challenge and still a wonder that we're doing this. Lori, 14 years before this, which would be 24 years ago, I started a film series in town because I didn't like the regular big box movies. I felt like they were more, well, I know they're designed for 14-year-old boys. And so we started showing a series at South Alabama. I raised some money and turned the church building there on the campus into a movie theater. And so we did that for 14 years, 12 English-speaking movies in the fall, 12 international movies in the spring. It was on 24 Friday nights a year. And then after 14 years, the crowd started dwindling down. People started streaming, and we just thought, well, maybe we should do something else. And so that's when we got together and decided, let's do a film festival. That sounds easier. Wow.
Little did you know.
Yeah.
Packing it all in 3 or 4 days.
But instead, it's really been fun, and I already had the connections with the distributors for getting the films, and so that was helpful. And, people have seemed to really like it. I think I was right. We don't like those movies for 14-year-old boys.
And since the inception of that, you have an office, a permanent year-round Fairhope Film Office, and you're
right.
Showing monthly films.
Right. We show monthly films January through May. And if anyone would like to get on that list, they should contact our office and get on our email, because we only have 40 seats in our little theater in the office. And we show a movie on Sunday afternoon. Sunday matinee and a Monday night, and that's all once a month from January to May.
Okay. But this big festival features dozens of films in a half a dozen locations.
Yes, we have some wonderful locations, the usual ones that we've had before, the United Methodist Church, our office, Fairhope Film Festival office, USABC, the Coastal, and also the Amphitheater. We will start on Thursday night at the Amphitheater with a great movie, Lauren and Rose, and the director will be here. And the library, and then also this year, Fairhope Chocolate has come aboard, and we're going to have 10:30 on Friday morning of the festival. Steve Shore, who is a wonderful film business person, and he'll be here talking about the film industry, and you can go in there and have a croissant and coffee and listen to a great speaker. So that's going to be a fun thing, something new.
And you've just recently released the actual film lineup and schedule, because you're literally getting the rights to these and culling them all year long from other film festivals.
Yes, we go to other film festivals to get them. They don't come to us. We are proactive and go get them. That's why we call it the best of the best. We get winners from other festivals. And that's how I met Steve Shore. He's been the curator for many of the best festivals in the country. And right now he just started with Newport Beach, California. He's been at Sonoma Film Festival, which I think is fabulous. Almost as good as we are. And anyway, he's a real special person to come. This year, too, we're celebrating the 10 years by bringing back some of the films that we really love, that our committee really loved, and one of those is called Contradictions of Fairhope, and it's not about Fairhope, Alabama. It's about
Fairhope.
Yes.
Two words. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about foot washing and this ceremony. It's a two-play thing. One is the church up there, and one is this African-American festival. It takes place outside of Utah, Alabama, and it's one of the most interesting documentaries I've ever seen. It's narrated by Whoopi Goldberg, and Patha Murkison is one of the producer-directors, and the other director is Raquel Metcalf. And we had so much fun with them before that they are coming back, and they're going to do a talk after The Contradictions of Fairhope. So I don't think people want to miss that. If you look up a Patha Murkison, she's on, I believe it's Chicago ER. She's been on Law and Order and lots of movies, and a face that you would recognize. Anyway, that's Saturday, November 12th from 2:30 to 4 at USABC.
Did you bring back the short films? Remember that feature. I enjoyed that. It was maybe a half a dozen movies back to back that are short films.
Right. We've got about, this year we have 10 or 12, and most of the short filmmakers will be here, and that's always fun. And they'll do a Q&A, and then over at our office at the Fairhope Film Festival office on Fairhope and Summit, we're going to have panels with them from, I think it's all on the website, but anyway, it's Saturday. I think it's 10 to 2.
Encourage everybody to go to fairhopefilmfestival.org, or if you don't, go online. You can call the film office, 202-9119, 202-9119. Seems like I recall there was also movies featured from Alabama. Are we doing that this
year? Well, that one, Contradictions of Fair Hope, is the most Alabama one we have.
Okay.
Yes, and we have another one. There's a young actor who everyone would recognize once you see him. I'm not sure about his name. Clayne Crawford. He's from Jasper, and he will be here, as well as Michael O'Neill, who's an Alabama actor, and Mike Paninsky, who is a friend of Michael O'Neill's. They made a short movie called Bound, and they'll be here, and we have something called Actors Studio with those three actors.
There's just something so cool and personal about being able to watch a film and then meet the guy who wrote it,
right,
and directed
it makes
to
a difference.
Learn what was going on behind the scenes and in his mind. It was very neat.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yes. So do you also still have the red carpet party?
We do have the red carpet party, and that is Saturday night from 7 to 10, and we have Journey to Mars, which is a fabulous local band.
They are awesome.
And the food this year will be catered by my favorite caterer, Clifton Marzette, out of Mobile. So you can't miss this party. It's going to be great, and these stars that I mentioned and filmmakers will all be there,
mm-hmm.
too.
And that is Saturday night, November 12th. But the drive-in, I erroneously mentioned, that was a COVID option that thankfully you don't have to do the COVID precautions anymore.
Hopefully we won't anymore, but if we ever did, that was our way to just stay alive. And another thing from COVID this year, this is the first year we've ever had, I would say 85-90% of these movies are very uplifting, happy, feel-good movies.
Oh, good.
And so we've done that on purpose, because these two years have been too hard for everybody. So I
like
that people have a great experience and leave with a smile on their face. And,
oh, that's nice, instead of the dark, disturbing
Well, you
drama.
Know, I love the dark, disturbing.
Of course.
But
we all do, and there's a few of those,
and
too.
There are a few of those, but for the most part, it's going to be a feel-good film festival for us.
And once again, folks are probably going to have trouble deciding which movies to select. But if you go to fairhopefilmfestival.org, click on Festival Information, and then you can go from there to see the features and the shorts and the jurors and the panels and pick and choose. Now, one thing that's a bit different is you're just doing $15 a ticket instead of a six-pack or whatnot. But you've got a fan sponsor type
package. We've
got
a membership that you can get six tickets and one party ticket. And so, say a husband and wife, or two people want to go in together, they can each get that. Then they'd have two party tickets, and they could each go see six movies. Or, you can share the six movies with your friend, whatever. But it's a real bargain, and a lot of people like that.
That it is. Let's see here. For $90, You get the 6 tickets and the red carpet, and separate, that would have been, what, 140?
Well, yeah, the red carpet alone is 50.
Right,
so.
And then that gets you the annual membership for the monthly movies, if space is available or no?
No, okay. not this time.
Okay.
Last year, we did it that way, and it just got extremely complicated.
Okay.
So we're just trying to...
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, and this is going with electronic ticketing, which is what all the film festivals do, and we did that last year for the first time, and we're all on the learning curve, Lori.
Right. That does complicate yet ease things at the same time.
Yeah.
So, okay, and once again, the Fairhope Film Festival, November 10th through 13th. What else do we need to know if we are looking to attend or are pick and choose our movies?
Well, there's another, I was trying to think of some of the real special things. There's another, we have one called Haute Couture about, you know, the clothing business in France, and we have a special guest in the audience who's an award-winning costume designer, and I'm very happy that she's going to be here from New York. That would be another one not to miss, in my opinion.
And I see you give advice more than once. It's very important that you avoid selecting films with overlapping screening times.
Yes,
because you might need to get from the church to the USA theater, and you've got to have a few minutes to do that, to walk or drive. And then so it says here you can go to the daily screening timeline. I'm under festival information and festival overview. So I think it's very important that folks spend some time on this website.
Yes, the website it seems a little complicated, but it's really not once you get into it. It's just like computers. We're all learning them. You can't live with them, can't live without them,
right.
Situation. So,
well, I remember the printed program or guide, and you could see the graph. You might have.
Yeah, we're still going to have
six movies playing at six times in
six
different places.
We'll still have that. In fact, we're going to that printout that's just a basic schedule. We're going to print those out today, I hope, or tomorrow, and they will be in a basket on the door at our office if anybody would like to come by and pick one up.
Okay, and your office is at?
The corner of Fairhope Avenue and South Summit Street.
Okay, yes.
And also we'll be out on Art Walk this Friday night and have them with us then, too.
Okay, that sounds good. Feel free to drop some by
here.
I
will. Drop some here. That'd
since
be great.
Since we'll be open. We have Leslie Ann Tarabella joining us as our guest author for a First Friday Art Walk. So, yeah, bring some down and come see us.
Definitely, definitely.
Wonderful. I'm so excited about the 10th Annual Fairhope Film Festival. And I know that, as you mentioned, you couldn't do it without your support of the
terrific
volunteers and the city and the community.
Yes, everybody's been wonderful, and the sponsors have been terrific, and yeah, it's been magical, actually.
Well, thank you to you and all of the volunteers that have worked so hard to put on what is really quite a first-class event.
Thank you.
So,
to think so. Thanks, Laura.
Absolutely. FairhopeFilmFestival.org. Call 251, of course, 202-9119, 202-9119, or drop by the office at Fairhope Avenue and South Summit. And you can also, if you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, it will be posted later by lunchtime at WABF1480.com.